A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
And good afternoon, everybody! Joe Mad Dog Concha here with you today, filling in for Sean Hannity, taking a much-deserved break. I mean, this guy works. You think about it. 3 hours a day on the radio. It's a grind. I've done it. Trust me. And then you do an hour show. He's got live studio audiences. You're talking 20 hours a week, and that's just the on-air part. All the prep, all the things you got to do behind the scenes. And he's like, isn't he like running Cobra Kai now on Long Island? Isn't he like, you know, Sensei Kreese at this point? The guy... Linda, what's he do? It's not karate, right? He does a jiu-jitsu?
It's an eclectic blend of martial arts.
Oh, okay. He never talks about it that much, so I wasn't quite sure.
No, very low-key.
He is low-key about it. He's going to kill me when he gets back. But no, this is great. What are we on? Something like 6,000 radio stations across the country? I mean, this
just
is...
about. Just
okay.
About.
So we got a big audience, and I want to hear from you. Linda says, share that phone number, 800-941-7326. That 800-941-SEAN. I am on Red Bull right now, Pixie Sticks, coffee with plenty of cream and sugar. I got witnesses, so this will be a hyped-up show. And the first order of business, right, since I am king of the county for a day, is to take a guillotine to the usual music that you hear on this show. Where do you hear what I got planned for you people? All right, you're gonna love it. You're gonna make your ride home forget about it. Not this usual country stuff. I mean, I love country, don't get me wrong, but we gotta mix things up. All right, this is Joe Concha's show, therefore it's gonna be Joe Concha's countdown. I'm like Casey Kasem, but different. All right, to the serious stuff. So Donald Trump is gonna get arrested tomorrow, according to Donald Trump. I don't know. I look at this and I say, boy, didn't the statute of limitations end on this whole Stormy Daniels thing like 2 years ago? Isn't this basically a zombie case where you have this Alvin Bragg in New York. Now, let me explain to you who Alvin Bragg is, okay? District Attorney of Manhattan, who has gone softer on crime than any district attorney in New York's history, right? And he takes felonies and turns them into misdemeanors, and that's why we have a revolving door of criminals that just keep committing the same crimes over and over again. They end up back in the street, and they keep doing it because they know there won't be any actual consequences under this DA. So this guy, who is the softest of soft on crime, now suddenly thinks, you know what, I should take what is at best, and we're being very generous here, a misdemeanor with Trump as far as this hush money to Stormy Daniels and turning it into a felony. And oh, by the way, this is a case that even the feds, the Department of Justice said, yeah, no, they're there. So why is this guy, the local New York district attorney, going ahead with this? All right. It's a political hit job. And when Trump says that the system's against him and warns you of the swamp, this is exhibit A plus right here. And this will have a boomerang effect like you will not believe if they actually are stupid enough to go ahead with this, because they're probably not going to win the case, A. And then B, even if they do, Trump's number one point, his number one selling aspect about all the corruption that we have in Washington and apparently in New York in the district attorney's office, it's all true. And here is your example. But you know what? I'm not very articulate. I want to hear from Vivek, all right? Ramaswamy. Now, this guy's running for president against Trump, okay? He wants the GOP nomination. And usually the rule in radio is that when you cut what's called a SOT, that's sound on tape, maybe you go 20, 25 seconds, 30 max, but then that's it. In this case, I asked Linda, I said, can we do the whole 3 minutes of this video that Vivek basically filmed in the back of his car over the weekend? And this thing has gone viral. I mean, millions of people watch it because he nails it to a T. And again, this is somebody who wants to take the GOP nomination away from Trump. And this is what he had to say. Cut button, go.
Carolina today. It's our first day here. Went to Dorchester County earlier, going to other areas in Charleston later today. I was going to talk about a number of cultural issues in this country, but I find it pretty distracting to just focus on what I was planning to talk about without actually talking head on about the serious news we heard this morning. The risk that Donald Trump might be indicted while running for president of the United States for alleged violations that, if it were any other situation, would undoubtedly just be charged as a misdemeanor, if at all. This isn't to me about a person. I could care less about defending Donald Trump or any other individual out of some sort of personal affinity. Forget about that. This is about principle. It's about the country. It's about the idea that if you live in a self-governing democratic nation, a constitutional republic, it means that the people get to decide who actually wins the election, not some managerial class, and certainly not a party in power that now uses, quite literally, it would appear, police power to stop their political opponents from running. That is wrong. That is not the America I know. That is not the America my parents came to. That is not the America that our founding fathers set into motion 250 years ago. That's the stuff of a banana republic. I think that's the stuff of the beginning of the end of the American experiment if we allow our Justice Department to be politicized and people to literally use police power to persecute and literally prosecute their political opponents. And so I really hope that the dialogue around this today, that some self-reflection from the Manhattan District Attorney results in them making the right decision to say that, you know what, you oppose Donald Trump, great. Speak out against him, vote against him, do everything you can to stop him from getting elected. That's fair game, because that's how the electoral system works. But do not use prosecutorial power to disqualify your political opponents by locking them up and putting them in jail, because once you cross that bridge, if you can do it to Trump, you can do it to anybody. And I think that is a dangerous, slippery slope for us to go down as a country, especially if it involves particularly prosecuting someone for otherwise what an ordinary person would not have been prosecuted for criminally. It's wrong. And, you know, it's not in my interest to say this. I'm just going to tell you this. I was advised to stay silent on this. Probably the same advice that every other GOP candidate got, which probably explains why the other GOP candidates, from not Ron DeSantis to Nikki Haley, are staying pin drop silent until they get permission from their political consultants and their donors to say something. I could care less about that. I would rather lose and be honest about what I say at every step of the way than to win and be a hollowed out husk of myself and as somebody who wants to be a standard bearer of the principles of this country. this is not about me. It's not about Donald Trump. It's not about anybody else. It's about making sure that this national experiment, which we call the American experiment, still continues for another 250 years rather than beginning a decline with the dangerous abuse of political power.
There you go. Again, not in his interest to talk about this. That's his opponent he's talking about. I could play for you, you know, sound bites from Mike Lindell or Steve Bannon, like staunch Trump supporters, and you would expect them to say that. I wouldn't expect a Vivek Ramaswamy to say that, considering that he wants what was Trump's job. Let's play then, therefore, a Democratic supporter on this who happens to be, I think, and maybe I'm a little biased because he writes for The Hill, I write for The Hill, as far as columns are concerned, and I know Jonathan personally, but Mr. Jonathan Turley, of also Fox News legal analyst, is the best out there. And again, he's a Democrat. And here's what he had to say about this. And again, it's just pitch perfect. And the thing is, it's not even like a political argument. It's common freaking sense. Cut to go.
What most people can objectively say about this potential indictment is that it's based on very little law and a lot of politics. You know, there's that old joke of a doctor telling his patient, you're not paranoid because people really are out to get you. You know, the same can be true in the sense of Donald Trump's complaints about the politicalization or weaponization of the criminal justice system. This is a political prosecution, in my view. And you don't have to really venture very far to reach that conclusion. If you look at how this case came about, it's rather obviously political. You know, the predecessor of Bragg did not pursue this case. The Department of Justice did not pursue the underlying federal election violation. The chairman of the FEC, election experts have all said that this is an exceptionally weak theory. And yet Bragg, who threw a flag on this case, decided to go forward after his prosecutors resigned, and one of them wrote what I thought was a very unprofessional book, detailing the case against an individual who hasn't been charged, let alone convicted.
Precisely. By the way, Vivek before said DeSantis hadn't weighed in on it. That's true, because that video that he shot was over the weekend. DeSantis weighed in on this today. After a reporter asked for Mr. DeSantis' thoughts about the potential indictment and whether he might have a role extraditing, Mr. Trump to New York, the governor demurred, saying he did not know what was going to happen. But here's the quote from DeSantis. But I do know this. The Manhattan district attorney is a George Soros funded prosecutor. And that's when he's talking about Alvin Bragg here. And so he, like other Soros funded prosecutors, they weaponize their office to impose a political agenda on society at the expense of the rule of law and public safety. That is exactly right. If you're in New York, you see what's happened under Eric Adams and Alvin Bragg. Remember, Adams came in and he was supposed to be the anti de Blasio, right? Because he's a former cop and he's going to get tougher on crime. And it's gone nothing but up, right? In terms of violent crime, people don't even want to take the subway anymore because you might get thrown in front of a actual train. It's not the same city that it used to be. And a lot more people now, particularly New York City police officers, because they know Alvin Bragg is the district attorney who worked their asses off and get people arrested, and only to see them back on the street, they're arresting the very next day. 4,000 New York City police officers resigned last year. And it's not like they resigned and weren't police officers anymore. Many of them still work, but they went to smaller towns that had better pay, and a lot of them went to Florida. Because in Florida, they were incentivized to come. They would get a bonus if they came. Or DeSantis, and this is where he is beyond smart. I think one of the better ideas I've ever heard. I wish all 50 governors would do this. They have a teacher shortage, particularly in Florida. It is nationwide, but particularly in Florida. So DeSantis said, okay, in order to backfill the gap, instead of throwing money at the problem, we will pay for ex-cops and ex-military to get certified as teachers. All right. We'll take care of that part. We'll help you get certified. And then that's how we're going to backfill the teacher shortage. And it is working big time. Thousands of teachers have now been added to Florida's payroll. And that's one more reason why, again, if this election is simply, whether it's Trump or DeSantis or Tim Scott or whoever the nominee is, if you just make the argument, it's very simple. Do you want the country to look like California, New York, or Illinois? All right, where those three states, according to U-Haul, who keeps stats on this stuff, has the biggest exodus going out than any other three states in the country. It never used to be that way, particularly for California. Nice weather, nice oceans, decent sports teams. I could go on. But everybody's leaving there now, especially businesses. And where are they going? Top three states? Florida, Texas, Tennessee. What do those states all have in common? They don't have income taxes, right? And when you make money, particularly on a big scale, if you're a business, suddenly that 13% like it is in California, that 12% like it is in New York, well, that begins to really mean something. Throw in the crime that we've already talked about in places like that, the homeless camps that just engulf Los Angeles and San Francisco, for example, and obviously everything happening in terms of the border and all the folks coming in through there in California saying, hey, we'll pay for your health care. Yet maybe that's why people are leaving. Not sure. If it comes down to that argument, do you want America to look like Florida or Tennessee or Texas, or do you want it to look like California, New York, or Illinois? You make it that choice, you're going to win independence. You win independence, you win the election. So I wouldn't worry about Trump too much as far as this possible indictment coming down. Every legal person, at least the objective ones that you listen to, say that it's got no shot unless the jury is so compromised, because it is New York and they probably have an anti-Trump bias. I would think, though, if you're sitting on a jury, you put that aside and you try to come to a logical conclusion. But even if the worst case scenario comes out, Trump only, this is Obi-Wan Kenobi right here, right?
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, My name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Bam, bam. Bam, bam. We start off at 38 special on the Conch Countdown. A little song called Hold On Loosely. Now, this is funny because 38 Special was considered rock in the 80s. But now this would totally be country. So it's funny how the genre shifted. Anyway, welcome back to the Sean Hannity Show. Joe Concha in for Sean. You may know me from the Fox News. I'm a contributor that's on, let's see what time I'm on tomorrow. That's nice. They're putting me on 5:24 a.m. on Fox and Friends first. And then I'll be on Sean's show at like 9-something at night and probably a couple in between. So. Could have been a fireman. Oh, well, nah, it's a labor of love. Come on, I got to go on TV and talk about stuff. How can I even consider this a job? And they pay me to do it. Kind of like this particular show right now. Anyway, a Hunter Biden legal team apparently getting into stand-up comedy, ladies and gentlemen. They just had a legal filing where they argued that the repair shop owner had no right to view and share the contents of Hunter's Biden laptop, but then at the same time, still will not admit that the laptop belongs to Hunter. Hey, how dare you look at that thing that may or may not belong to us? I mean, it's just an insane argument. And here are the facts. Hunter dropped off his laptop at the repair shop a couple of years ago, and after 90 days, he did not return for it. John Paul Mac Isaac, the repair shop owner, tried to reach Hunter multiple times to no avail. That's what happens when you're passed out. You tend not to answer the phone sometimes. So there is also a signature, by the way, of Hunter Biden on a receipt that includes a note saying if the property is not retrieved in 90 days, it is forfeited. He signed to that. That's the end of it. The bottom line here is that the contents of the emails have been verified.
Hey, did you know the Pure Talk saves the average family close to $1,000 a year when they switch from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile? Well, that's right. You can save a fortune and you get the exact same service as these big carriers. You get their ultra-fast 5G. You can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of data, and it's only $30 a month. And with Pure Talk, they are so sure you are going to love their service, they back it up with their 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee. So instead of paying a fortune to the big carriers, cut your bill in half with Pure Talk, my cell phone company. Then start enjoying great perks like a U.S. customer service team. They're going to make your switch easy, and you'll be supporting a company that's veteran-owned and shares your values and has you covered with their money-back guarantee. It's simple to make the switch. Dial #250, say the keyword save now. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, keyword save now, from our friends at Pure Talk, simply smarter wireless. Who does love can
endure? And you know it will. Sleepy Joe just signed more executive actions in 1 week than most presidents did in their entire term. So much for democracy. Looks like Joe is the new dictator. Hannity's on right now.
I want Scott Shannon on my GPS. Wouldn't that be kind of cool? Make a right turn here. Hey, some traffic coming up. Watch out for that cop on the side of the road. I mean, that would be kind of cool, right? I listened to Scott Shannon when I was a kid. That's amazing. That voice is... Some people start to lose the voice as they get a little bit older. But Scott, he's still got the pipes, man. Good for him. Joe Concha in for Sean Hannity. 800-941-7326. I'm going to take your calls in just a minute, but I gotta play this clip from, you know what, an interesting day here on the Sean Hannity Show. I've played two sound bites, one from an opponent to Donald Trump, supporting Donald Trump as far as this ridiculous politicized joke of an indictment that may or may not be coming. And then Jonathan Turley, who's a Democrat, also defending Trump. Let's play a third Democrat, which may be a record, as far as 1 hour is concerned, and that's Bill Maher. Right. And I find Maher, I'm a media analyst, as you know, for Fox News, and write some media columns for The Hill, as long as the political ones. But Maher, I find refreshing in the sense where he does not give a damn what maybe some of those watching his show will say about him on Twitter, or if his studio audience will be offended in some way, shape or form. The guy calls it as he sees it. And you could disagree with him. That's all well and good. But the thing is, at least he's willing to call out his side. And on Friday night, I nearly fell off my chair watching this because it really is that funny and that telling. Talking about Elizabeth Warren is now advocating for your taxpayer dollars to pay for sex changes for inmates in prison. I mean, this is insanity. Yeah, and Maher calls it out beautifully. Let's play cut three. Go.
Elizabeth Warren has not come out in favor of imprisoned serial killers voting, but she does want taxpayers to cover their sex change operations in prison. Which brings up the question, if you tried, could you come up with a policy with more third rail buzzwords in it? Let's see. Taxpayer-funded sex change for prisoners. No, I don't think you could. And again, where are the votes in this? You know how many transgender people there are in federal prison in America? 473. And they can't vote. So we're taking this position because it makes a great campaign slogan. Commit a crime, get a free...
Nickname for
commit
Richard.
A crime and your new vagina is free.
I suspect you could fill in what those two body parts were in that particular bleep part of the show. So look, guys, that's the bottom line, right? 2024, just highlight the insanity of the Democratic Party. And I'm writing a new book, by the way. Happy to announce it here first in the Sean Hannity Show. It's called Not Your Daddy's Donkeys. And what that means is, way back when, we had a Democratic Party that was for the little guy, or at least that's what they said they were for, right? And now they become the party of the elites. You think about John F. Kennedy now. The guy's a Reagan Republican. In a billion years, he would not come close to sniffing the Democratic nomination because he liked cutting taxes, big no-no, and beefing up the military, also a big no-no in today's Democratic world. Then you look at Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter was a pro-life Democratic president. Could you imagine any buddy seeking the Democratic nomination saying, yeah, by the way, I'm pro-life. And then actually even getting even one vote as far as Democratic voters are concerned. Now, there probably would be a couple out there because there still are some old school blue dog, blue collar kind of Democrats that, you know, are pro-life. But for the most part, again, that would be a big no-no. And that candidate would be shouted down on CNN and MSNBC so fast it would make your head spin. Then you look at Bill Clinton, and oh my goodness gracious, this is my favorite part about writing the book. You look at his comments on illegal immigration, he makes Trump sound like a wallflower, talking about how he will conduct mass deportations of anybody who enters this country illegally because they are taking good jobs away from people who are here legally. And talks about how drugs are coming across the border from, as he called it, from corrupt Mexico. I could go on. And obviously talked about the importance of border security. Again, no shot in hell that any Democrat could say that now and expect to get the nomination. And there's even some Barack Obama warnings around going woke and what that's doing to the party, right? There's one part that I reference where we talk about how in 2022, out of 100 top-ranked universities in the country, only three invited somebody deemed to be conservative to speak at their graduation commencement ceremonies. And one was Tim Tebow. All right. And Tebow spoke at Florida. He only won two friggin' national championships for him and a Heisman Trophy. So yeah, he's going to get the invite. All right. So I don't even know if I could count Tim. I've met Tim. The guy is jacked. I mean, you wouldn't believe the build on this guy. Just very attractive. Hi, honey. My wife's listening, by the way. Very happily married. And then we also have, let's see. Oh, Glenn Youngkin. The governor of Virginia spoke at Virginia Tech. All right. So this wasn't exactly like the Ivy League reaching out to any conservatives, right? And the third was like the prime minister of Turkey or something like that. That spoke at Boston College. Otherwise, then you had 97 universities that sent a message that conservatives are not welcome here on this campus. Why am I bringing this up? Because not long ago, Condoleezza Rice, right, who seems to be a pretty reasonable person, somebody who was considered to be the next NFL commissioner, right? That's how much she is respected, right? She was shamed out of speaking at my state university, Rutgers, in 2014. And the protests were so overwhelming, led by the faculty, by the way, because they couldn't have Condi Rice there. So she said, look, this is supposed to be a happy day for students. I don't want to be a distraction, so I'm going to bow out. And even Barack Obama came forward and said, wait, this is wrong. Just because you disagree with somebody, you're going to now tell the first black Secretary of State female that she's not welcome because you disagree with her views. That's kind of what free speech is all about. And you're listening, you're like, Obama said that. Wow. So that's the gist of the book, where Democrats were. And I'm not even talking like 6-7 years ago and where they are now as far as a party is concerned. And if you can't beat them in 2024, again, I don't care who the nominee is, based on where we are in terms of inflation, which is still way too high. We got banks that are collapsing now because we raised interest rates, because we didn't have anybody looking at what was going on in these smaller mid-tier banks as far as all the risks that they were taking. Then you look at crime that we talked about earlier in the show and how it's running rampant in cities that they all have this one little thing in common. They're run by Democrats. All right. So that's a pretty easy campaign ad to get out there. And then we talk about the border. It is a complete and total catastrophe. That's the only way to describe it. I mean, an unmitigated disaster. And this is where it gets dangerous. Okay. Fentanyl, for starters, as we know, is the number one killer of adults between the ages of 18 and 49. More than 100,000 people died in this country from opioid overdoses led by fentanyl that comes from China, goes through Mexico, and goes into all of our communities. So that's danger number one. Danger number two, 182 people on the terror watch list have been encountered crossing the U.S. southern border illegally. Those are the ones that we know about, folks. How about all the ones that we don't know about? And there's plenty of gotaways. Something like 600,000 entered the country last year. So when the next 9/11 happens and we see all these idiots on TV talking about, oh, how do we not connect the dots? Oh, it's right there for you now to connect. And nobody is doing anything about it in this administration. Alejandro Mayorkas, what a winner this guy is. He goes out to dinner on Friday night with Jen Psaki and his producers to celebrate her new stupid show on MSNBC that's on at noon. Can you believe that CNN and MSNBC had a bidding war over Jen Psaki, the girl who sounds like the chick from American Pie, and one time at Bandcamp? I mean, without Peter Ducey, this is not an interesting person, okay? So what happens? They pay her all this money, and they give her the noon time slot on Saturdays? That's what you're paying for? That's kind of a...
And I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I forgot why I was even talking about Psaki. But the point is that I'm going to take your phone calls right now because clearly having a brain fart. Let's go to Sean in Florida. Hey, Sean, how's it going down there in the Sunshine State, the home of Tim Tebow?
Hey, Joe, actually, it's the Sunshine State, but it's cold today in Florida.
Really? Because I'm going to Disney next week. Don't tell me this.
Sorry, it's 68 degrees. I had a jacket.
Oh, that's unacceptable. You know, 68 will feel like 88 because it was like 20 over the weekend here. So I'll take it. Let me check the long-range forecast. Oh, look at that, 90. 90 when I get there. Outstanding. Anyway, what part of Florida are you in?
Fair enough. I'm in Holiday, which is just by Tarpon Springs, Florida, but I tell people Tampa so they have a general idea of where the heck I'm at.
Burn Steakhouse, baby. Best steakhouse in the country. I don't know if you've ever been there, but yum, yum.
No, it is awesome. Hey, love what you're doing. Thank you for bringing just a little bit of humor and civility into what is ultimately right now just a ridiculously crazy world we're living in.
Yeah, I mean, look, angry. I could go angry for 3 hours, believe me, because I am just so pissed off about what's going on in this country as far as the apathy, particularly around the border, which we just talked about. I mean, just allowing these terrorists to come in and our media just looks the other way because, oh, that may help Republicans. And you're just like, just do your jobs, get some camera crews down there and demand that Democrats address this problem. But of course, they won't do that. But yeah, I guess you got to laugh. I mean, that's the only thing you can do at this point without or else you'll go crazy.
It's insane. It really is. And I have to tell my wife, she gets so upset. And I'm like, you know what? You and I individually have very little we can do to control any of this. So, you know, don't get your blood pressure up. Hopefully this will be resolved sooner than later. Hey, the reason I'm calling is I need your counsel. I'm curious about what's actually going on with the 87,000 IRS agents that the omnibus bill, which was passed, was allowing. I know that McCarthy, that was his first line of action, was to not fund this, but all I'm hearing and reading is that, well, you can't really do that much about it. It's already in progress. Are we going to have more IRS agents attacking the little people?
Yeah, unfortunately, because of the bill that you mentioned had passed. So there's not too much that McCarthy can do at this point because the purse springs, the money's already being spent to do this. So, I mean, that's unbelievable that, again, you have a party that's running on saying, hey, how about more IRS in your life? Vote for us, right? And it's not even like they're going after tax cheats. It's going to be small businesses that get hit the most, the same small businesses that suffered so much during COVID that some of them may be finally getting back on their feet, the ones that survived anyway, and now you're going to unleash this horror at them. So it's a whole bowl of wrong, and that's a great question, by the way, and I wish I could give you a more optimistic answer, but that's the reality that we're in at this point. Let's go to Patty in North Carolina. Let's see, the home of the Tar Heels, who did not make the tournament this year, amazingly so. I don't think in my lifetime I remember that ever happening, but anyway, Patty, how are you?
I'm good, Joe. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I watch you all the time. I love you.
I love you too.
Jersey guy. I was born in Jersey City.
Oh, I lived in Jersey City. I was at the Dixon Mills pencil factory that they turned into apartments.
I was born in Margaret Haig Hospital 63 years ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the city's changed just a slight bit. It's a little nicer than probably when you were there. Basically, New York and Hoboken have spilled into Jersey City, and it's become very corporate and very, it's a nice town. I play softball there still, and I'm sure you're not missing it one bit because the weather's slightly better down in North Carolina than it is in Jersey.
Well, I have a daughter that lives there. So, you know, she lives in Middletown, New Jersey. So
exit 114, of course. We go by exits on everything in New Jersey, as you know. So I can name any exit for any town off the Parkway or Turnpike. It's a talent that I have, and I'm very proud of it. But anyway, I know you don't want to talk about this. I want to hear about what you think about Trump and this impending arrest that he says is coming.
Oh, I want to talk about why I believe that. I'm sorry, but since Donald Trump came down the escalator, Joe, he's been crucified.
Yeah, I agree. 8 years ago, that almost was. Can you believe that was almost 8 years ago? June of 2015.
What?
Wow. That's insane. I wish he did that this time for this announcement, like he did at Mar-a-Lago. I would have done the same exact thing. Go down the escalator again. I mean, talk about nostalgia. But you think he comes back stronger from this because obviously the swamp is overplaying their hand?
I believe that every time they try to crucify him, he does come back stronger.
Yeah, because he's making the argument that he's made for these 8 years now, which is the swamp is corrupt, that there are people that don't have your best interests in mind, and they will weaponize their political power for their own power themselves. So that makes total sense to me, Patty. And next time you're in Jersey, give me a call, all right? Have my people call your people or vice versa, and we will get together in Jersey City. They have the best Cuban food ever, anywhere, period. Saying it. Probably even better than Havana, than the Jersey City. So just wanted to share that. What, can we get one more call? And do we have time? Nah. Okay, we're going to break. But when we come back, big, big guest coming up. Governor Mike Huckabee, Jimmy Fallon, Fox, Carol Roth. Do stick around. Joe Concha in for Sean Hannity. Back with more in just a moment.
Hannity is on. Always honoring our servicemen and servicewomen and standing up for liberty every day. Sean Hannity. Baby, I'm so into you.
Darling, if you only knew all the things that flow through my mind. Oh, boy. It's just a sweet, sweet fantasy, baby. This has to be the first time Mariah Carey's been played on this radio show. No question about it. If there's any song that puts you in a good mood, it's that one. Mariah Carey. How long ago are we talking here? 96. Okay. Nearly 25 years since she was dating one number two, Derek Jeter. Remember, Jeter and Mariah Carey were a thing in the late 90s. If I'm playing shortstop for the New York Yankees, I'm certain I'm taking that call to go out for a little tequila one night, right? It didn't quite work out. I think Derek's finally married, right? Yeah. He was with the Minka Kelly for a while. That's very easy on the eyes. He did okay. Derek Jeter is amazing to me, only because he played here in New York for like something like 20 years almost, right? And never got in trouble. You never read anything about the guy. And he was single the entire time. He wasn't like a boring house, like husband like me, you know? So he was able to do all this, win all these championships, stay out of trouble. God bless you, Derek Jeter. Run for office. I don't think he's working for the Marlins anymore, so why not? Doing Subway commercials or something. Joe Concha for Sean Hannity. Mike Huckabee on the other side. Thanks.
You know, a cyber thief can steal the equity in your home without you even knowing. Now, it's a financially devastating scam. It's called home title theft. Now, cyber thieves hunt for the title of your home online. Then they'll forge your signature on a transfer document stating that you sold them your home when you didn't. Then they'll take out loans on your home with your equity, or they'll sell it to an unsuspecting buyer. And by the way, they're gone. Your money's gone also. Your home is not in your name anymore. And now you're hiring attorneys to try and save your home. I protect my home, my equity with Home Title Lock. You should too. Home Title Lock, they put a virtual shield around your home's title. Now that's the instant they detect activity or tampering around your home's title. They help shut it down and shut it down fast. First things first, get a free title scan with sign up to verify your home is safely in your name. Then mention my name, Sean, and you get 30 days of protection at HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.